I'm Eddie Garcia, the Toxic Avenger, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, Surf Nazis Must Die, Tromeo and Juliet. Any of those titles ring a bell? If not, then welcome to the world of trauma.
Meet little Melvin. He's a 90-pound weakling. Everyone hated Melvin. They teased him. They taunted him. They tormented him until he had a horrifying accident and fell into a vat of nuclear waste. Transforming little Melvin into a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. Melvin became the Toxic Avenger, the first superhero born out of nuclear waste.
Troma makes what is often referred to as B-movies, shot on shoestring budgets with healthy doses of harsh language, excessive violence, gratuitous nudity, and they're often gleefully offensive. But these films are not without their charms, and for independent filmmakers, they have not only been a source of inspiration, but a source of information, as Troma has released a series of books for budding filmmakers, offering advice on how to make films on your own, without major studio support. The brain behind Troma, Lloyd Kaufman, will be in Greensboro at Geeksboro Coffee House Cinema on Monday, June 2nd. He's on tour with his latest movie, Return to Nukem High, Volume 1, and he'll be giving fans a chance to ask questions, and he'll be doing a signing as well. You can find links for tickets at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. I stopped by Geeksboro last week to talk with owner Joe Scott about the event.
I think Troma films are to movies what punk rock is to music. Really no barriers, no holds barred, and they just get down and dirty and just make really crazy horror and science fiction films. And Troma film has been a vehicle for a lot of people who got their start in film. Robert De Niro has a Troma film in his credits. The creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, their first film was picked up by Troma.
Welcome to Tromaville High, an average American high school, with one exception. It's located only 1 mile away from a nuclear power plant.
Troma is now 40. To celebrate the 40th anniversary, they've made a sequel to Class of Nukem High, Parts 1, 2, and 3, called Return to Nukem High, Volume 1 and 2. And they're touring Volume 1 across the country is sort of, I guess, a rolling roadshow attraction. Lloyd Kaufman is coming. He's a huge deal to me. I've loved him since I was a teenager, but when I announced that he was going to be here, it blew up in a very surprising way. A lot of people are already buying tickets. Someone has promised they're going to show up dressed as the Toxic Avenger. People are just really pumped. I think that in a lot of ways, his films are sort of the gateway drug to not only B-movies, but independent films. And it's exciting to see this enthusiasm that people have for his work.
Sometime in the near future, a major earthquake will lay waste to the entire California coastline. From out of the rubble will rise a menace far more terrifying than the death and destruction. Surf Nazis.
Lloyd's actually a very prolific author. He's written a series of books, direct your own damn movie, produce your own damn movie, release your own damn movie, several, quote, damn movie books, just basically telling people, and I think this is especially true in the digital age, don't wait for someone to give you permission to pursue your dream. I think there's too many young people who are just waiting for someone to say, hey, you, go have your dream. Lloyd is a firm believer in something I also believe in, and that is, go out and just do the thing you want to do. The tools are in your hands. Pick them up and start swinging. And, you might not make something great or beautiful or fantastic, but you've made something, and that's better than making nothing.
Geeksboro Coffee House Cinema owner Joe Scott. Tickets for Lloyd Kaufman and his June 2nd screening of Return to Nukem High Volume 1 are going quick, but you can find all the details at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.